أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فهزموهم بإذن الله وقتل داود جالوت وآتاه الله الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء. We were reading where now the combat took place between Jalut, the oppressive leader, was very strong, mighty, like a big giant. And on the other side were the Bani Israel, and under the guidance and leadership of Talut, they were very few, 313, while the enemy, Jalut and them, were over 100,000. And when they came out to fight, Jalut himself came as a big giant. And from the Bani Israel side, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam went, who was built as a small structure he had, very small. He was nothing outwardly compared to Jalut. And Jalut told him, "You have come to fight me just with three stones." Just like a person wants to throw stones at a dog. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "You are worse than a dog also, and you are more insignificant than a dog also." And when he threw the three stones, by the command of Allah, his brains got completely shattered, his head, and then he took a sword and slaughtered him, and that came the end of Jalut. And then now Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, after Talut, the leader of the Bani Israel, passed away, he became unanimously their king and their leader. And the first time in Bani Israel, there was such a huge following of any king, and so unanimously they had united behind him. All this we learned, that though they were so small in number, outwardly they were nothing, but their trust was on Allah. And they seek the help of Allah, they made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Such great victory Allah Ta'ala had granted them. So now Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam became the king. And also another thing is, the first time in the Bani Israel that a king and Nabuwat got joined together. Otherwise always Nabuwat was in the family of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and kingdom was in the family of the kings. But this is the first time that a Nabi also and a king, Allah made the same person. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam before this was a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and in that Allah's great help was with him. But now Allah chose him, and wa'ataahu al-mulk, or di Dawood ko Allah ne sultanat. Allah gave kingdom to Dawood alayhi salam, wal hikmata wa'allamahu mimma yasha, or hikmat, or sikhaya unko jo chaha. And Allah gave him wisdom, and Allah taught him all that which Allah wished to teach him. That is, now reference is made that Allah made him a Nabi also. He was a wali all the time. Every Nabi is a great wali of Allah before he gets the Nubuwwat. They don't commit any sin, Allah protects them. And then they get Nubuwwat. Now he got Nubuwwat, and Allah Ta'ala taught him whatever Allah wanted to teach him. From that was Allah Ta'ala, without any instruments, without any machinery, Allah taught him how to make armor. This is also a case where we see that all the necessities of dunya, Allah had taught them to mankind. Man and Muslims are not dependent on universities or the West for their worldly needs. All that Allah Ta'ala has taught, وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ, and Allah Ta'ala has taught him. Allah teaches whomsoever he wants to and whatsoever he wants to. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, without any machinery, Allah taught him to make armor. And Allah, when Allah teaches directly, Allah's help is also so great. That the iron, which is so hard, we all know how iron is hard. But Allah made it like wax in his hand, soft, and he molded it as he wanted to. And he changed it as he wants to. And in many other instances, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala teaches everything. For example, the teaching of falcons, a hunting bird, and hunting dogs. Allah says, يُعَلِّمُهُ مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ, that what Allah has taught you, this is not what mankind knew and they invented it, how to train dogs for security, for hunting, etc., the falcon. And the Quran explains to what detail that training is done for the dogs, etc. This is all by the command of Allah. Allah teaches that. So even this armor, Allah Ta'ala had taught Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah taught him further the language of the birds also, the language of the ants also. All that also Allah Ta'ala had taught him, and Allah gave him and his son Sulaiman alayhi salam such a kingdom which they made dua, la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Nobody must get such a kingdom again, and nobody got such a kingdom after them. So all that Allah Ta'ala had taught, and all this was the barakat of jihad and standing up for the truth. Even if we are small in number, we are in the minority. Never be influenced by the majority. The majority are like dead people, and the dead can do nothing. And like one person who is going to slaughter 2,000 sheep, he is only one the slaughterer, and there are 2,000 sheep, that sheep can do nothing to him. He will, by the end of the day, he'll have slaughtered all 2,000 sheep. So all the kuffar are like dead people, which Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went in battle, he announced and said that just a few of us are enough, because these people don't make Allah zikr. And it comes in the hadith, a person who doesn't make Allah zikr is like a dead person. And a person who makes Allah zikr is like a living person. So if there are millions of corpses lying, dead bodies, what can they do? They can do nothing. All the kuffar are like corpses. But when we have reduced our position and we want to follow the corpses, we follow their lifestyle, we follow their education, we follow all their therapies, and we follow all their things, then we have reduced ourselves. And that is why we have lost our prestige and our position. If we just can know our iman, our dhikr of Allah, our obedience of Allah, no matter how weak, if we have that, the kuffar cannot stand in front of us at all. So Allah Ta'ala had taught Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam the language of the birds also, the insects also, everything Allah Ta'ala had given him, and Allah made him his Nabi as well. The greatest knowledge now Allah blessed him, the knowledge of deen. The knowledge of dunya, the permissible knowledge of dunya is also nothing compared to the knowledge of deen. Knowledge or and in deen, the greatest knowledge is the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. To recognize and know who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala is not a five-letter word. Allah is a great reality. When we say our Allahu Akbar, when we any namaz we start, unfortunately we say it and our minds are nowhere. In nothing our minds are. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala. Had we known the greatness of Allah, and we say that Allahu Akbar with the greatness of Allah, if the muazzin says it in his azan, and if we hear it with that greatness, then automatically the sign of it is, if Allah's greatness is in our heart, we leave all our work when we hear azan. That the greatest of the great has summoned us now. When we come to the masjid, we'll realize whose house we have come to. When we start our namaz, we'll realize in front of who we are standing. But unfortunately, that we don't know when we started our namaz and when we end our namaz. Even our outward postures are not in order. The reality of namaz is the ruh, the insight, the concentration and devotion. But that also is not there. So Allah Ta'ala had taught Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and then made him his Nabi, and he became the greatest Nabi and the greatest ruler, king of the world also. And as he took those three stones and threw them, Allah Ta'ala gave it to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. In the battle of Hunayn, with the Hawazin, who are very, very strong and good fighters, very perfect archers, Their targets were very perfect, but Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just took a handful of sand and he threw it towards them and it flew in everyone's eye. And they became completely disorientated, and they were running pell-mell. They didn't know what is happening, where they are going, just by that saying, wa ma ramaita, when you throw, it wasn't you really who was throwing, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah threw that sand, and just we can think that a person takes sand in his hand and he throws. Like now, if one person is to throw, where will it go? But Allah made it go in everyone's eyes. And they were completely rooted up, and they left the battlefield running in all directions. One great thing Allah has given this ummah that works like that is Hamim La Yun Sarun. Whenever we are in any difficulty, there are so many cases reported where people were surrounded by the crooks with AK-47. They just read Hamim La Yun Sarun and they all didn't know what's happening. And they just started running in all directions and left the scene immediately. Allah has given us that, but unfortunately we just put it somewhere away in our mind and we don't use it at all. And so Allah Ta'ala had given that to Nabi, and then Allah Ta'ala consequently gave the Muslims also such a kingdom which was not given to others, right from Persia. Allah gave them the rulership right to Constantinople. The whole world, the existing world of that time, Allah gave it to in the hands of the Muslims. And the Muslims ruled all over there. Though they were like nothing at the beginning. The beginning, when they were in Mecca, they were persecuted. When they went to Medina, they had great difficulties, but they remained firm on deen and they stood for jihad, to fight for deen. Then Allah Ta'ala made them the rulers of the world. And they did not rule for 100 or 200 years, 700 years they ruled. And when we left that and we went in the luxuries of dunya again, and we forgot the commands of Allah, then we face the disgrace and humiliation which we are going through now. If once more we make our ideals, the lofty ideals of deen, and bring deen into our lives and be prepared for jihad, Allah will give that great honor today also. There is nothing far-fetched from Allah. In a small scale, we can see Allah gave it to the Taliban in Afghanistan. The whole world came against them, but they completely disrouted them and they dislodged them and they defeated them completely. It is for us, and our success doesn't lie in anyone else's hands. It is in our hands. We must bring deen in our lives in the correct manner, not just an outward show of deen. Today, unfortunately, almost all of us, we got deen, is just an outward show. The reality is not in our heart. In our heart is the love of dunya. In our heart is the sports. In our heart is the lifestyle of the kuffar. When that reality comes in our heart, we will rule the world. Even in small numbers, we don't have to be big numbers. Allah give us proper understanding, and this great kitab of the Quran Sharif, Allah let us learn it, practice it, and propagate it, and then see the great changes Allah brings in our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.